the end of that video, Horace asks, well, wait a minute. If all of these things are not true, if there's no evidence for any of these parallels, why do all the internet atheists keep on saying this is true? And the little minister there on the video says that, well, maybe they, although they insist on having evidence for their beliefs, they're so desperate to avoid belief in Jesus that they'll buy anything that anyone says that gives them an excuse not to. Now, I don't pretend to be able to read minds and say whether that's what is the skeptic's motive, but I have to wonder about that. I have to wonder, because there really is no evidence for those claims. We've got our invitations for the service today said, and the story begins. And a lot of stories begin with the words, once upon a time. And that's how a lot of people view the Bible. It's all just a bunch of fairy tales. We Christians, we're just gullible enough to believe what we're told without ever questioning it, without ever asking for evidence. We'll just blindly believe and take a leap of faith. And every year around this time, the internet comes alive with bloggers and YouTube videos which talk about how Christianity was just made up, borrowing all of its ideas from earlier pagan religions. Parallels have been drawn between Jesus and a bunch of other mythical gods, Horus, Tammuz, Mithras, Attis, Adonis, Osiris, Krishna, Dionysus, and dozens of others. And it is said that everything the New Testament says about Jesus, what he said, what he did, all of it has been borrowed from these various myths. All these other various gods were born of a virgin or born on December 25th, or their birth was announced by angels or a star or shepherds or wise men from the east. They were baptized by someone before launching a public ministry. They had 12 disciples. They healed people. They did miracles like walking on water or turning water into wine, raising people from the dead. It's been claimed that several of these gods were crucified and killed and then resurrected 3 days later, and that these various gods were called things like Savior, the Way, the Truth, the Light, the Anointed One, the Son of God, the Lamb of God, the Light of the World. All of these things that we believe about Jesus from the New Testament all come from other myths of other pagan gods. There's nothing original in Christianity at all. And now that leaves me really puzzled. Why am I puzzled? Is it because my faith is now shipwrecked? Is it because my faith is now in ruins because some blogger has made these claims? If all of these really are ancient pagan beliefs that predate Christianity, then it seems pretty clear that Christianity just borrowed from these typical patterns of ancient religions, doesn't it? That's not why I'm puzzled. Let me tell you why I'm puzzled. I'm puzzled because I thought we Christians are the ones who gullibly believe anything that we're told, taking a blind leap of faith without asking for any evidence. I thought that was our job. I thought it was the skeptics who are so discerning and won't base any beliefs on anything other than evidence. What do you find if you actually do check the evidence? If you actually look for the ancient sources of what pagans actually believed about their gods, what do you actually find? There are three kinds of parallels with Jesus that you will find. Three kinds of parallels, similarities between Jesus and the pagan gods. The first kind, as the video said, are completely made up. There just is not any evidence for them. There's no source, as the video said, for any character called Anup the Baptizer who baptized Horus. It's been said that Horus had 12 disciples. There's no source that anyone ever believed that in ancient times, or that he walked on water. Mithras was born out of a rock, as it says. not a virgin woman. I mean, I suppose the rock was probably a virgin in some sense. But don't you think that's a little bit of a stretch to call that a parallel? Just a little? Mithras was never even killed, let alone resurrected. And yet I've seen 100 images and memes on the internet that claim that Mithras was crucified and raised to life again. There's just no evidence for that. Dionysus was not crucified. When he died, he was torn apart by the Titans. There are many, many other alleged parallels between Jesus and the pagan gods that were invented in modern times. They are, not to put too fine a point on it, lies. Why should you believe me? Just go look at the evidence. If somebody makes one of these claims, if somebody says, this was true of Osiris before it was ever true of Jesus, I want you to do one thing. Ask, what's the evidence? Don't let people get away with baseless claims. If somebody claims that Christianity borrowed from pagan myths, it's their job to back up that claim. That's how these things work. So isn't it ironic then that it's we Christians who are asking, where is the evidence for these things which you have believed on blind faith? So the first kind of parallel that you will find is completely fake, just made up. What's the second kind? The second kind, there are many parallel beliefs about pagan gods which are in the ancient evidence, but they're later than Christianity. How can the Christians borrow an idea that comes from after Jesus' time? I'll give you just one example. Adonis is said to have been raised from the dead, the god Adonis. And it's true that Adonis was known and worshipped for hundreds of years before Jesus. His mythologies do predate Jesus. However, in the earliest sources for Adonis, either he never dies. There's one stream of mythology about Adonis in which he never dies. And there's a second stream of mythology about Adonis in which he does die and stays dead. There is no mythology, no evidence that any pagan ever believed that Adonis died and then rose to life again until, guess when? A few hundred years after Jesus. A few hundred years after Jesus. I thought we were stupid to believe in miracles, but now I suppose the New Testament writers were able to predict the future of what was believed about Adonis so that they could borrow it. Who do you think probably did the borrowing in that case? Probably the cult of Adonis borrowed the idea of a resurrection from Jesus as Christianity was exploding across the ancient world and winning the competition with all the pagan faiths. So, we have completely made up parallels. We have parallels that come from later mythology. So, if somebody does say, here, I have an ancient source of this parallel between Jesus and this ancient god, ask them, what's the date on that source? When did that come from? All you have to do is ask a few questions. What's the third kind of parallel? Well, there are actually some genuine parallels with Christianity that predate the time of Jesus. But they are all very, very trivial and superficial similarities. So, yeah, a lot of ancient gods are said to have healed people and worked miracles. Of course. Of course they did. Were other gods called kings sometimes? Or were some of those gods associated with light or with life? Of course they were. So what? Those are just very trivial similarities. This handful of genuine parallels like this are so superficial as to cast no doubt on the uniqueness of Christianity. Once you eliminate the completely made-up parallels, and you eliminate the parallels which, in fact, post-date Jesus and are therefore probably borrowing from Christianity rather than vice versa, once you eliminate those, the handful of superficial parallels pales against the major fundamental differences that set Christianity off as truly unique. among all the religions of the world. No ancient pagan religion ever, none, has only one true and living God who made all things and rules over them. No other religion in the world ever has one and only one true and living God who nevertheless exists in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. No other religion has that unique and only Son of God born as a human being and suffering and dying, taking upon himself the sins of the world. There is no parallel for that. No other religion has that crucified King, the Son of God, raised to life again and then seated at the right hand of the Father, offering to save eternally all those who recognize him as Lord and Savior. If somebody claims that there is a parallel, ask them for the evidence. It's only fair. Most importantly, no other religion stands verifiable on the evidence of history. We know dates, times, and places of Jesus' life, death, and resurrection, and they can be checked, and they have been checked. They either happened or they did not, like any other historical event. And when you look at the evidence, if you would dare to do it openly and honestly, without a preconceived commitment either to believe or to deny Jesus, then you will find that the facts of history are best explained by the resurrection of Jesus of Nazareth, Son of God, Lord and Savior. If you're a Christian who gets challenged with this idea that Christianity just borrowed from the pagans, just relax. Don't be upset by that. Don't worry about it. Just ask for the evidence. I've been asking for that evidence from skeptics and atheists for years, and I have not been given any of it. If it's so obvious, if it's so clear, just give me the evidence. It's all I want. If you are a non-Christian and you are relying on these alleged parallels in order to claim that faith in Jesus is just made up from copying Horace or Addis or whoever, then either show the evidence for that claim or find some better reasons not to believe in Jesus. Or honestly take a look at the evidence for Christianity and follow it wherever it leads. I'd be happy to help with that, point you in the right direction. I would have you read atheists who deny Christianity, and I would have you read Christians who've argued for it, and I'd have you read atheists that argue for parts of what we believe but don't come to the conclusion that Jesus is Lord. You need to look at the evidence and weigh it up yourself and consider all viewpoints. And the story begins. On Christmas, we remember the beginning of Jesus' story, his birth. Whether he was born on this day or not, that's another funny thing about this idea that all these pagans were born on December 25th. The New Testament never says that Jesus was born on December 25th, so how in the world is that a parallel anyway? Whether he was born on this day or not, it doesn't really matter. What matters is what you do on this day. And the story begins. Once upon a time, and that time is now. And that story that begins now, on this day, is the story of whether you will take a real look at Jesus and the evidence for Christianity, and whether you will come to acknowledge Jesus Christ as risen Lord.